Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Dogen's Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, Storm. This is Lum and Abner.
Hello there, this is Dick Huddleston. Remember old Lum inscribed I love you from Lum on a locket and baked it into a loaf of bread. He intended it to be delivered to Miss Frederick, the local schoolmarm. But Lulu Watts, Pine Ridge's champion weightlifter, got it by mistake, and she figures now that she's engaged to Lum. I believe Lum's on the phone right now trying to get out of going over to Lulu's for dinner tonight.
Well, I'll try to make it if I can. I got a heap of work to do here at the store, but... yeah, it might keep me tied up all evening, Pack Rat. You'll what? Oh, well, in that case, I reckon I can make it all right. Yeah, well, I'll be there, Pack Rat. All right. Goodbye.
Are you going over to the Wattses again tonight, Lum?
Oh, I reckon so.
Well, I do know. Doggies, he's just over there last night.
I know, but Pack Rat said it'd be a good idea for me to be over there again this evening.
Well, you don't have to do everything Pack Rat says, do you?
No, I don't have to, but when he gets that certain tone in his voice and says his sister Lulu is expecting me, it don't pay to argue with him.
Well, you ain't going over there to see him, are you?
No, he just called to remind me that Lula invited me over.
Well, Lum, why don't you just call her and tell her she ain't coming over if you don't want to go?
Well, I'd rather argue with him than with her. You know what happened to you when you tried to tell her what a no-count husband I'd be.
Oh, Lum, yes, I'll never forget that. She whopped me something wonderful. She's got an arm on her like a mule's hind leg. You'd better get over there, Lum.
Yeah. Grannies, I don't know where I can go through with it again tonight or not.
You'd better, old boy.
My arm's as sore as a boy. I just can't hardly move them.
What in the world you been doing, wrestling with her?
No. She had me working out with them barbells.
Barbells?
Yeah, it's a iron bar like a crowbar, and it's got a streetcar wheel on each end of it, I think. You're supposed to lift them up over your head. Must weigh 300 pounds.
300 pounds? Doggies, Lum, you couldn't lift 300 pounds, could you?
I couldn't even get it off the floor.
I don't believe you could even set down 300 pounds.
I'd like to have broke my back trying. But you ought to see her throw them things around, just like they was paper plates.
Oh, I bound you she could do it all right. But what she got you trying it for?
She wants to build me up.
Build you up?
Put some muscles on me, she says.
Uh-oh.
Claims she don't want no weak, flabby feller for a husband.
Oh, I can just see you now running around here in one of them little gymnasium shirts, bulging all over with muscles.
Yeah, I got muscles in my head for ever getting into this thing in the first place. That's what I got.
Well, that ain't all you did, was it? Just left them bell bars all evening?
No, when I got so tired I couldn't stand up no longer, they set me down and Ms. Watts got out the stereoscope and made me look at pictures for 2 solid hours, I think.
Well...
And I saw one picture there of a bear at the New York Zoo so many times he's beginning to seem like a member of my own family.
A member of your own family?
Yeah.
Well, then, Lum, now that couldn't have been a bear.
Well, it is too,
a bear. No, it ain't now, Lum. I saw a lot of your relays. Some of them look like bears, but they ain't, I don't believe.
Well, this was. I ought to know. I saw the picture enough times.
Yeah, but, Lum, you couldn't have no bear for a relay. You must not have looked at that picture very good.
Well, Abner, I never meant that he was
actually... Maybe just some fella wearing a fur coat. You know, one of them great big ones that kivers a fella all up? That's more likely what it was, Lum.
Abner, it weren't no fella.
Aye, doggies, I bound you. That was that uncle of yours up there in Wisconsin, Uncle Zerny.
Uncle Zerny?
Yeah, don't you recollect? He sent you a picture of himself one time. He was wearing one of them big heavy fur coats, and then he writ you how they had to wear them heavy fur coats up there on account of how cold it gets there.
Well, of course I recollect that, Abner, but this wasn't Uncle...
Old Uncle Zerny. Well, sir, I ain't thought about him for a long spell.
I told you it wasn't him.
Reckon how Ms. Watts got a picture of him. Is her and him old friends?
I don't know how they could be.
No, they live awful far apart. Maybe she met him when he taken the trip.
Trip? What trip?
Why, when he went from Wisconsin to New York. Didn't you say the picture showed him at the New York Zoo?
For goodness sakes, Abner, can't you understand that that was a bear at the zoo?
Well, naturally there's a bear at the zoo, Lum. There's all kinds of animals there. See, Lum, a zoo is a place where they keep animals. Rhinoceroses and camels.
I know what a zoo is.
That's more likely what Uncle Zerny went to New York for, just to see the animals.
Uncle Zerny never went to New York.
Well, if he never went there, how could he get a picture taken there?
That wasn't him. That was a bear. That's what I've been trying to tell you.
A bear went to New York? Oh, Lum, no bear could find his way to a big city like that. Bears don't know their direction.
For goodness sakes.
Or they couldn't ride on trains, I know that. They don't have no money, Lum. How far did a bear have to travel to get there?
Just forget it, Abner. I've got enough trouble without having to explain things to you.
Well, I still think you made a mistake, Lum. You better look at that picture closer when you go over to the Watts' tonight.
I ain't going over there.
You ain't?
Well, I wish I wasn't, I mean.
Oh.
Granny's, Abner, I've got to get out of this mess some way. I don't think I can stand lifting them weights and looking at them same stereoscope pictures every night.
No. I'll tell you what. You might try looking at the weights and lifting the pictures for a change. You might could do that.
I doubt if I could even lift the pictures the way I feel now.
Yeah, let's see. What else can I suggest? Hey, wait a minute. There comes Cedric up out there. Maybe he's got some ideas.
Now, what ideas could he ever study up?
Well, I don't know, but maybe he might have. Well, howdy, Cedric.
Oh, howdy, Mr. Abner. Howdy, Mr. Lum.
What can we do for you today, Cedric?
Oh, nothing, I don't think. Mr. Lum, are you sure enough going to marry Lulu Watts?
No, of course I ain't.
You ain't? Well, old Knuckles thinks you are. That's why he's leaving town, he says.
Knuckles? Who's that, Cedric?
He said he was just a rough-cut diamond or something like that.
Well?
Said he's going to step aside for Lulu's sake and let you have her because you got more polish. I think that's what he said.
Wait a minute, Cedric. Who are you talking about?
Knuckles Strokes.
Who in the world is Knuckles Strokes?
Oh, I don't know him very good. He works over there at Walt Bates' sawmill. Works nights, I think.
Doggett, I never even heard of him.
Well, see, he sleeps in the daytime mostly. I got to know him because I've been helping out nights over there at the mill. And he says he can't sleep at all now, though, since Mr. Lum started sparking at Lulu.
Cedric, I ain't sparking at her, and... What's Knuckles got to do with all this, anyway?
Yeah, what has he, Cedric?
Well, see, Knuckles, he told me he's secret in love with Lulu.
With Lulu?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, no.
He's admired her for quite a spell, he says, but he ain't never got enough nerve to talk to her, even. Says he can't never think of the right words.
Well, for the law, me, say. Hear that, Lum? You got a rival.
Yeah, this is the first ray of hope I've had.
Huh.
So, anyway, that's why he's leaving town. He's got a broke heart, he says.
Well, now, wait a minute, Sadie. Where is this Knuckles feller now?
Well, he was down at the barber shop a while ago. Don't know where he's still there or not. Might have left town by now.
Well, I granny, we got to get hold of him. We can't let him get out of town.
We can't, huh?
Oh, he's bound and determined he's going to leave. Said he couldn't stand to stay in Pine Ridge with Lulu married to you and all.
Well, now, listen, Sadie. You go and find him right away and don't let him leave. Tell him he's still got a chance with Lulu.
Yeah, tell him he's got more than a chance. Tell him he can have her.
No, don't make it too strong. We'll have to scare him out for good.
Oh.
Just tell him if he's got any gumption at all, he'll stay right here in Pine Ridge and fight for the one he loves.
Yeah, that's good. Tell him that, Cedric.
Yes, Mom.
And hurry up now.
Yes, Mom, I will.
Yeah, that's the time.
Whew, grannies, there's the luckiest one break I've had in a long time.
Yeah? Do you think it'll do any good, Lum?
I don't know, but it's a chance.
Of course, if this Knuckles feller ain't had nerve enough to speak to Lulu, I don't know how he's ever going to get the idea across to her that he's in love with her, though.
Well, I think all he needs is just a little encouragement.
Encouragement, huh?
Yeah, and if we can figure out some way to let Lulu know how he feels, well, she'll do all the encouraging.
Yeah, that's a good idea. But now, what if she don't like Knuckles? She's in love with you, you know, Lum.
Oh, I think she's just flighty, in love with love. One feller's just as good as another. And on top of that, I believe this Knuckles is more her type than I am.
Well, yeah, he does sound like it, I'll say that.
Yeah, him and her can sit around of an evening lifting weights till the cows come home.
Yeah, they're more like, huh?
What do you mean, huh?
I mean, huh? What'd you say about the cows coming home?
Oh, that's just an old Eddard saying, I think.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I believe my worries are over, Abner. Sure a lucky thing Cedric dropped in here when he did.
Reckon where they'd been. Was they lost?
Lost? What are you talking about?
Them cows that come home. How long had they been gone?
For pity's sakes, Abner, no cows had been gone at all.
Well, now, Lum, they must have been summers. See, you have to go away, Lum, before you can come back home. Lulu's cows?
Look, Abner, all I meant was... Wait a minute, here comes Cedric back.
Yeah, maybe he'll know what happened to them cows. Reckon they were stolen.
Yeah, hurry up, Cedric, tell me what happened.
Yeah, Cedric, was it some cattle rustlers that taken them?
Abner, hush up. I ain't talking about the cows now.
Huh?
Well, I found him, Mr. Lum. I found Knuckles just as he was about to hitch a ride on a truck out of town.
He did, huh?
Well, good for you. Did you tell him all that stuff about Lulu and all?
Yes, Mom, I sure did.
Well, good, Cedric. Did it have any effect on him?
Well, no, not at first, it never.
Never, huh?
But then when I told him Barty ought to stay and fight for the one he loves, why, that changed his mind right there.
Well, good for
and
you, Henry.
I knowed that'd do it. All you got to do is appeal to a feller's manhood.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, sir, I'll say this. It sure worked out better than I figured it would.
Oh, Mr. Lum, can I stay and watch?
Stay and watch what?
The fight.
What fight?
The one you got up.
The one I got up.
Yes, ma'am. See, you had me tell Knuckles to fight for the girl he loves, so he's coming over here to fight you for her.
Huh?
Boy, I wouldn't miss this for the world.